Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Teachers will no longer in the UK be able to use the word good and bad in certain schools. Now, it's not every school, I believe, that's doing this. They must change it to the words skillful and unskillful to manage discipline. Now, a lot of people are going to say this is political correctness gone mad, and it is to some degree, by the way. Although they say, the schools are saying, it's not inspired by political correctness, which you ask me, arse. Of course it is. But designed to take the emotional heat out of language. Now, I do get that part as well, and the school's headmaster, Dr. Julian Murphy, insists his school is quite strict, but he's not interested in making young people feel bad. Now, of course, we are all well aware that this is political correctness, because political correctness is all around us at the moment. It's getting worse by the day. I mean, only yesterday or last night I was watching trending on Twitter that Superman is now gay, allegedly. Well, he's bisexual or something like that. I don't know. I mean, why? I mean, look, I'm not having a go. If you want to have a gay superhero, that's fine. Invent another one. But why make an existing one who's already been heterosexual? I think it's his son, actually, maybe. I don't know. Gay. That just doesn't make any sense to me. It's just pandering. It's bisexual, should I say. Yeah. But just pandering to political correctness. You know, I mean, the same with the whole women thing years ago, making women, you know, we want to have more women in action movies. Absolutely. And have new women heroes. That's brilliant. I'm all for that, by the way. I think it's a great idea for young girls to look up to, you know, to be inspired by superheroes or be inspired by characters. But don't change existing characters into women just to make them, just to keep political correctness happy. That's a silly thing to do. Anyway, getting back to the schools. I've gone off on a tangent, as I always do. Getting back to the schools. Can you teach your child right from wrong without actually using the word good and bad? And I think you probably can, because I don't think that's such a bad thing either. It also brings up the topic, you know, about how you chastise your children. I mean, do you think that it's bad parenting, for example, to shout at your child? Now, we know that you're not allowed to hit your child anymore. You know, that's illegal now. But according to some experts online, shouting has become the new smacking. A study published back in 2003 in the journals of Marriage and Family found that in families where there was 25 or more instances of shouting in 12 months, children can suffer from lower self-esteem, increased aggression, and more susceptible to higher rates of depression. Now, look, I know as a parent, any parent, by the way, who has told you they've never shouted at their child is a liar, because every parent at some point will lose it. You will all, you know, what are you doing? Put that down. Of course, every parent has lost it at some point. You'd be mad if you didn't. There'd be something wrong with you if you didn't. Okay, but there are parents who continually shout at the children. That's probably not a good thing either. But does it do them any harm? Look, I know as a parent, children can really test your patience. They know how to annoy you, and sometimes you can lose your cool and let a roar at them. I understand that. But experts say that you should apologise afterwards. And I have found myself doing that in the past. I remember once I gave up to my daughter about something like, she was much younger, and I gave out to her about something like, I remember going upstairs feeling really guilty, and went upstairs and apologised to her. And I suppose it undoes the chastisement and the discipline that you've just given out when you go and apologise. But I think it's probably the right thing to do sometimes. You know, if you shout at your child, to apologise afterwards and say, look, I probably shouldn't have said that. You know, I probably shouldn't have done that. And look, there's a point to be made that when you're in a family, if you're children or you're talking about a boss at work or whatever it happens to be, there's always a good point to be made to be positive, to try to be positive. Yes, there may need to be criticism of certain things, but to try to be positive as well. And the positive should always outweigh the criticism. Always. Because otherwise, all you're doing is damaging that person's self-esteem. You're damaging that person as a whole, be it your child, be it your employee, be it whatever it is. You have to be positive. And you try and point out the good bits, primarily. And then, oh, by the way, you shouldn't do this. So when you're talking to your children, it should be the same, exactly the same. You should talk to your children in a way that, you know, look, you're a really good kid. You're very good at this and you're very clever at that. But look, I think you need to change what you're doing here. This is not good. And I can understand that. I know you might think it's a bit mamby-pamby, but I can understand that. But, you know, is shouting at your children the wrong thing to do? And people do it all the time. So is it bad parenting to shout at your child if they misbehave? Because people say it is. It's bad parenting, or is that just PC nonsense? You know, maybe some people think it's good parenting, that you have to reprimand them every now and again. Is it bad parenting to shout at your child? Should you apologise for shouting at your child? Because this has become the new smacking. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Is it bad... Is it bad parenting to shout at your child? The number is 087-188-0008. Or if you have any opinions at all on what they're doing in the UK to remove the words good and bad from their dictionary in schools, you know what I mean, that they want to change it to skilled and unskilled, please let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. Also, by the way, just to remind you again that today is Budget Day. And you've heard basically the crux of it as we speak at the moment, by the way. Pascal O'Donoghue is there giving his bits and pieces and telling everybody what's going to change and what's not going to change. There's not much in it. Apart from there's a rise in social welfare and all social welfare payments, by the way, of €5 weekly, which won't happen till January, by the way. Everything else kicks in at midnight. All the bad news always kicks in at midnight. But the good stuff never happens till January. Anyway, there'll be a weekly drop in taxes of around €8. It's not much for the average Irish worker. And the reason for that is because they're changing the tax bands. So you can earn a little bit more without going into the higher tax bracket. The state pension is set to increase by €5. It's nothing. The fuel allowance will go up as well. Pardon me, for pensioners, which is nothing. Because while it's going up by, you're going to end up in paying extra fuel bills anyway. So you're not really going to gain anything from it. You know, this budget is going to be, it's pretty bland. There's nothing good and nothing bad in it, really, to be honest with you. So it just levels out and it balances out. Did you expect more from the budget? If you did, I'd like to hear from you. The number's 087-188-0008. Did you expect more from the budget? Did you think there was going to be a few giveaways in there? I don't think you did, really, to be honest with you, because Ireland, we have overspent over the last 18 months, particularly with COVID. We're already in debt, so we really couldn't be spending too much money. So they were limited in what they had. Also, as well, pensioners will be in receipt of an extra, or will receive €308 a week now. This is in relation to, I suppose, fuel allowance and the pensions as well. But getting back to children's behaviour. Let me go to Micheál. You're on Ireland's Classic Kids.
Good afternoon, Ian.
Good afternoon, Tim. Yeah, well, now, Micheál, you know, Mam and Dad would have shouted at you as a child, would they?
Oh, they definitely did. They had to. But in my time, there was corporal punishment. They did something wrong.
You got a baby.
Not a slap, they got a stick and they got slapped. Yeah. And they would shout at you. But that's all gone by the board. Like, it's a different, that's 7 days of age. There's a lot of things going on in my time that don't go on today. We got punished. And it didn't do us a god bad bit of harm. Never did us any harm. But today you can't. But it's a necessary at times. You have to shout at kids. I see the house, I mean, there's a kid there. And sometimes you can't punish them. It's out of the window. But now and again you have to let us shout at them. And all of a sudden they'll pay attention. But you don't keep it up.
Did it do you any harm?
Had they?
You know that old, you know, people often say, sure, it didn't do me any harm. Did it do you any harm?
It did not do me any harm. And now and again, believe you me, we got slapped with a cane. We got slapped. That was the way it was. And maybe not, I mean, make a letter crack across the arse, but as a rule to the cane, it didn't do us any harm.
Yeah, I used to get the slipper. I used to get a belt
with
the slipper.
There was no joke. We respected our seniors. We respected everybody. And the word respect has totally gone out of the vocabulary altogether. It doesn't exist where people are concerned. But
understand, Micheál, We have to accept, you know, us older people. Now, I'm not as old as you, Micheál, God bless me. But us older people have to accept that times change and we become more educated and we have a better understanding of human behaviour, okay? So, you know, I mean, with children now, they're saying that maybe you shouldn't be so hard on them. And if you do shout at them, you should apologise to them. I know you don't agree with this.
I see that. I see people shout to kids and turn on to... sorry, Johnny, you're sorry to you, or whatever it was, I shouldn't have shouted. But you're taking the good out of it. Because to get their attention, if they're being bored, being obstinate, you have to shout and say whatever to let us shout at them. And then they say, oh, all of a sudden they're paying attention.
Yeah. So you, like, do you think we're
you're looking for their attention. Can you explain to them what you want to do?
Do you think are we mollycoddling the children?
Yes, there's too much mollycoddling going on. and anywhere there's too much going on, there's different areas of Dublin you can take it. I'm not going to have any names or otherwise. And so your kids are left run right. And then when they're 15 or 16 years of age, you see the outcome. And the point is, this is the year you can't have it both ways. You either correct them or you don't. And if you correct them at times, you have to shout at them to get their attention.
Okay, so, I mean, but how do you get their attention? According to these new rules, so to speak, and according to the new... I suppose, generation, you know, that you're not supposed to do all these things. So, but as far as you're concerned, you're not going to get their attention and you're not going to make them better. So you believe that this is raising a generation of disrespectful children. Is that what you're saying?
You just have to get their attention. There's no ifs and buts about it. You have to get it. And to get it, you know, don't care what people say and what the government or anybody in the legislation is coming in. You have to shout them to get their attention that time. Some of the kids maybe are in better off families and like they're for more good are being taught and maybe there's more manners, but the majority of kids will pay the bowery, we call it, deaf and it suits them and they don't want to hear you. Then you have to shout them to get their attention.
What about corporal punishment itself? Now, I know corporal punishment is now banned, by the way. It's illegal to hit a child.
It's banned, but it shouldn't have been.
When you say it shouldn't
if you
have
a kid that's 6 or 8 or 10 years of age or 12 years of age, or 12 is a bit hard, or 8 or 10 years of age, and they're being totally calling your names back, you should be entitled to punish them. You should be.
But hang on me all for a second. You're running away with yourself there now. I understand what you're saying. And there's a lot of parents out there saying Micheál is 100% right. But the problem was, it's not the person who slapped the child on the bottom or gave him a little slap on the hand or the leg. That was never the problem. For some people they believe it is. But the problem was that some people didn't know where to stop. And there are individuals out there who took corporal punishment or the law which said reasonable chastisement. That's what the law said. Now, that's not the law anymore. But the law said that you were allowed to reasonably chastise your child. Some people didn't understand the word reasonable.
Well, reasonable, that is a very, very, I don't know how many hours is in that reasonable. But that is correct. If people don't know the when to stop or been reasonable in the correction process, then they should be punished for it. But you should be entitled to, within reason, like turn around and give your kid a slap or two, and that's it. But that kid will go in next door, or whatever it is, and the next thing is everybody knows about it, and the parent, this is how I view it, everybody's going to be charged in, or that lad slapped his kid and bit his kid. He gave him one or two slaps. But if somebody can continue with the corporal punishment, yes, they should be done for it.
Stay there a second. Neve is the voice of reason normally. Neve, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. Neve, I mean, look, this starts off as a conversation about schools in the UK who want to get rid of the words good and bad and change it to skillful and unskillful, which is a bit of political correctness. But they're talking about this idea of positive reinforcement rather than shouting at a child. Is that a good thing?
I think, look, no one is perfect. Start off on that one. No one is perfect. We've all had days where probably we're overwhelmed. And then the child just pushes that one little button and it's over the edge time. And yeah, you can lose, I'm not saying you lose your temper, but you can shout. I mean, if you've called in a rational tone 5 times for that child to come down the stairs, put his shoes on and go to school, the 5th time it might be louder, much louder.
Yeah.
And they come down, they put their shoes on and they go to school. The only thing that I would say is, and this is just personal to me, I noticed quite early on that my daughter, now they're chalk and cheese, two of them, she'd brazen it out. She'd almost sort of look at you and say, yeah, aunt. And, you know, you'd be biting your tongue with her. My son was very different. I noticed that even things like his dad, say, watching a rugby match and getting a little bit over excited watching the rugby match, I noticed little hand movements, signs of nervousness. And then I noticed that as he got older, and I just said it to him one day, I said, you don't like people shouting to you? And he said, no. He said, it makes my tummy feel funny.
Yeah.
And that was it for me. I thought, oh, okay, there's something there. Little time, maybe a little bit, I don't know what it is. Now I haven't had him checked or anything, but maybe it's a little form of anxiety, something that's in him. He just doesn't like it.
Any parent who says they've never shouted at the child is a liar.
We're human.
Of course we
We're
are.
Human. We've like, maybe. You can't do it in certain places, but like we've all wanted to.
Yeah,
we've all been in certain situations where you've shouted maybe out the window of a car, or you've in your head if you're working a million times a day in your head you shout at people, but you can't do it out loud.
Every day, I want to do it every single day.
Yeah,
every day of the week.
And I think, you know, look at
usually the same individual, but however.
None of us are perfect. Yeah. Not one of us. And when we become parents, we start this massive learning curve because we haven't a clue, really.
Yeah.
Somebody hands you this innocent, screaming little bundle and you say, go raise that.
Yeah. Okay. You don't get a book with it. Yeah, I know.
No, it's the most important job in the world, the only one you get no training for.
But all the way through life, you know, I mean, and I say this, Micheál, to you as well, because Micheál, I think you may have had people working with you and for you, because all the way through life, you have to be able to deal with people, not just your own children. So, you know, there's a way of dealing with people. And, you know, they say, I mean, I'm not completely disagreeing with this study that positive reinforcement is a good thing, that you should be more positive than negative. But there are times when you just have to say to somebody, that's not the right way to do that. You know what I mean? Or yeah, and you have to. And if they insist on doing it the wrong way, particularly a child, that, you know, and particularly if it's dangerous or something dangerous, you might have to shout every now and again.
I think it comes down to how you phrase things. I mean, to me, the thing in England, it almost sounds worse to call somebody unskilled.
You know what? I think, look, this idea in England, they're not allowed to use the word good and bad anymore. This is political correctness. They're trying to say it's not inspired by political correctness. It is. Just like, as I said, I mentioned earlier on, the fact that now Superman's son is gay. I have no problem with gay superheroes. If you want to have a gay superhero, have a gay superhero. But just invent a new one. Why do you have to make an existing superhero gay just for political correctness and to virtue signal? I don't get that.
I didn't think Superman... I know that Superman isn't real before anyone says
it.
I didn't think Superman could have children. I thought that was discussed in one of the old ones of Christopher Reeve.
Oh, was it?
That there was some issue with Kryptonite. I know it's not real, so nobody's ringing and saying she's losing the plot. But there was some issue with the Kryptonite poisoning or something that had affected his ability to be that form of human.
I know there's a DC expert out there who's probably read every single comic who will ring up and tell us exactly why he can't have children.
I just thought he couldn't have. Maybe I'm wrong, though. Maybe I picked that up wrong. But I just didn't think. So I'm not sure where the sun came from. But anyway.
Yeah, well.
Fair enough.
I don't want to go to daytime radio, but if he's Superman and he has super strength. I'm not going to go into that. Anyway. That's the reason I was talking about political correctness. Okay, but stay there for a second because David, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How you doing, David? Oh, sorry, David, I didn't turn you on there or switch you on. Sorry, I'm not allowed to say turn you on anymore. It's legal. David.
Hi.
David, getting back to this school in the UK, so they don't want to use the words good and bad. I understand the principle of that, by the way, but I don't understand why they're doing it.
I think the principle can be understood, but the why, exactly, that's the main question. Why? Where are we going in this, you know?
Mm.
This political, correctly politically correct, as we said.
Yeah.
Where are we going? If we cannot use simple words, they are teachers.
Yeah.
So they're supposed to teach the kids the good and the bad. So why take out those words? Because they are the basic of all the language, the good and the bad.
Yeah, they're not allowed to refer to students as being good or bad. I mean, there are good and bad people in society, or sometimes you might do your homework and it's good, sometimes it's bad. So, I mean, I think you have to be honest with people, don't you?
You have to, but that's the main things. Honestly, why would you change that for skillful? You said skillful and unskillful?
they said equally as bad. Yeah, said
so you got to teach from 5 years old, you got to said unskilled and skillful?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
For me, it become ridiculous.
Mind you, David, I'm assuming from your accent you're French.
Yes.
Okay, the French, I have to say, are a dab hand at political correctness at the moment. So, I mean, there's a lot of political correctness over there. But in relation to raising children, in France, is it like in Ireland, which is now illegal in the last 3 years to smack your child, you know, to slap your child on the bottom or in the hand or the leg? I'm not saying beat them, by the way. Is it illegal in France as well to smack your child?
It is now, yeah.
Yes.
It's one of those European things where everybody does the same. So, yes, it is effectively illegal. But there is a tolerance for a slap in the hand.
Yes.
It's not considered as against the law.
Okay.
If you smash in the face.
Well, of course,
in
yes.
In a supermarket. Or
well, I mean, the law here, as the law stood up to three or four years ago, the law said you, as a parent, you were allowed to use reasonable chastisement. Now, the problem was there are people out there who don't understand the word reasonable, and it was a bit of a grey area. And that's why parents got away with sadly beating their children, which wasn't right, of course. But, you know, they're now saying that shouting is equally as bad, to shout at your child. Is that gone too far? I mean, as parents, should we have a little
What about leeway?
It's definitely too far. For in my personal opinion, we are going too far. If we can't even... Well, I can understand. I'm lucky. I never had to give a slash to my daughter, but I still had a couple of shout against her.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a way as well of giving an authority from the parents.
Yeah.
If I just have to say, would you please, darling, do that? No, I mean, there is a moment where are we going? Is that the kids now who go to give the order to the parents, and we are here only to basically pay, feed them until they tell us the F words?
Yeah, I mean, just sorry, on that note, sorry, stay there, just stay with me, David, because Niamh, if we turned around and said we're going to ban shouting, because these psychologists say shouting is the new smacking, right? I mean, where would that leave us? That would leave us in a really drastic situation, wouldn't it? Where we can't even discipline our own children. I think they grow up as bad people.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, a shouting can be used in just like slapping.
Authority.
One,
it's authority,
said.
Isn't it? Sometimes.
It can be overused, right? So, look, at if you find that 7 out of 10 hours of the day you're shouting, maybe you need to look at
why you
have to shout so much.
Yeah.
But if your child is about to run out in front of a car, darling, please, could you just step away from the car? It isn't going to cut it.
No,
you're
going
to have to let a roar out, frighten the life out of them until they stop dead in their tracks. And that could save their life. I'm not saying you go around every single day and if your child comes home from school and you got a B instead of an A, you read them the Riot Act. But sometimes, as I said...
Well, what about things like cleaning their room when they... You know, I mean, if you're not a figure of authority in your household with your children, you've got a problem, right? Initially when they're young, not obviously when they're older, but when they're young. Because if they're not going to clean their room and the room is a mess and you've told them 5 times to do it and they haven't done it, there is a point you get to where you're going to have to say, right, give me your mobile phone, get down to that room, and if it's not cleaned and tidied in the next 20 minutes, you're not getting your phone back. And that's a bit of authority. That doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you scream the house down, but certainly you raise your voice to give authority. Would that not be fair?
Well, kids have to learn that they're going to walk out into the big bad world and not everyone is going to be,
of course,
oh, darling, you did a wonderful job today. They're going to come across people in life that aren't nice, that maybe don't have brilliant personal, interpersonal skills, and if you're really unlucky, that person will be your boss.
So stay there for a second. Let me go to Adriana as well. Adriana, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Adriana?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks.
Good. Okay, you believe you can discipline without shouting?
Yes, I mean, I just had the reaction to what the gentleman said there, that to get kids' attention, you need to shout at them. There's just so much wrong with this sentence. If you cannot get your kids' attention without shouting at them, then there's something really wrong. Because I'm not saying I've never shouted at my son. He's 5 and he can play at my nerves. I can't tell you how much and how often.
Yeah, they know all the buttons to press, don't they? Yeah.
But I mean, you know, if you just stop for a second after a busy day and just listen to them. And that's when I started to, you know, look for something that...
Oh, have I lost you? Are you there, Adriana?
Hello?
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. Yeah, that's when you started looking at... Go ahead.
Yeah, just, you know, for other ways how to get his attention and how to get through to him. Because once I actually spoken to him, I asked him, did you not hear anything I just told you? And he sat down and eventually he told me, yes, you don't love me anymore. So my
son... And how old is he?
He's 5.
But how can you reason with a 5-year-old? A 5-year-old depends on you to give him reason.
And you can give him reason without shouting, by talking to him, by spending time with
him.
But
I mean, the point Niamh makes is a good point, that nobody's suggesting, by the way, if you spend most of your day screaming at your child, there's a serious problem with you, not your child, right? And there's nobody would doubt that for a minute. But they are growing up into a world where they will have to deal with a lot. And if you raise them in such a way that they have never heard any authority or they've had a voice of authority, I think they're going to struggle later in life, that they'll be like cotton wool.
I agree with that, but does authority mean shouting? And it's a form of violence, really. If you walk down the street and somebody just starts to shout at you, Are you not feel? Would you not feel like?
That's a different situation. They're a complete stranger. They're not your parents. They're not the ones teaching you.
But some kids can take it.
No, you're right. No complete stranger has it. Strangers don't have a right to shout at anybody, and I completely agree with you, right? But we're not talking about strangers. We're talking about parents who have an obligation to teach you the rights and wrongs of behaviour. And that's a different situation. And sometimes that has to come with authority. And the example I gave earlier on was, see, your 12-year-old hasn't cleaned his room and you've asked him five times to do it, or her, as the case may be, that there is a point where you come to where you take their mobile phone and you say, get yourself down to that room now. And you, there's some authority in your voice. It's not just, oh, would you please go down to your bedroom and clean it? I've asked you five times. That's just not going to cut it anymore. There's a point where that just doesn't cut it. And you have to teach rules and boundaries. That's your job.
I agree with you, but I still don't agree that you have to be, you know, shouting. I agree with, you know, raising your children to be people, you know, you're letting them out to the world, not just to the back garden. And I completely agree with everything, except that you honestly don't. Once you raise your voice and you start going off, you need to be able to apologize, because it's not what you want them to do when they're talking to you. For example, that's another thing. If I go off, and I did it yesterday. I had a bad day. I had no patience, and I went off, but I quickly caught myself, and I lowered down to his level, and I said, listen, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have shouted at you. It wasn't nice. It was bad for you. And you just look at those kids, look into their eyes, and they, you know, you want respect from them, but then you need to kind of respect them as well, you know, and by shouting at them. If you continue doing this, I'm not surprised that people are shouting bad words at their parents on the streets. You hear that all the time.
You know? Okay, well, let me just go back to David on that. David, Adriana has basically said that shouting is a form of violence, and that you're not going to get respect from your child if you raise your voice to them. Is there anything you agree with in that?
Some I will agree, yes. Some I will agree. Now, she was taking the example of her son, 5 years old. I will not shout properly at a 5 years old, and I never did. Simply, you have to be reasonable as well. 5 years old, simply by raising a little bit or having a voice a bit strong will make already all the aspect you want, you know? Mm. So you don't have specially to shout in that case. Comes when your kids start to be,
Would your kids not think? And sorry, let me just put this to Niamh as well, if I can. Stay with me, Adriana and David there, please. But would your kids not think, Niamh, that if you're not raising your voice and you're not showing authority every now and again when they do something wrong or not doing what you're asking them to do, because that's your job as a parent, do they not then think you're a pushover?
I think so, by stage.
Yeah, okay, sorry, Niamh. You can answer that one.
I was just thinking there as Adrian was talking, and I agree with 99% of what she said, especially the part about when everything is calmer to go and say, look, thank you for telling me.
I've done that,
room,
yeah.
And
I've
I'm
felt
sorry.
Guilty. I've felt guilty as a parent.
I felt like a snake's belly, you know.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking back to my own upbringing, and I remember my mother, and she wasn't a shouter, but she had this way, and it was sinister. She would lower her voice right down, almost to a whisper. She was like a ventriloquist. She couldn't see her lips moving. And it was perfect when we were outside, because she'd be looking at us smiling in a shop and saying, I swear to God,
I'm going to kill
when
you
come
time.
Home, you are in serious trouble. And we immediately stopped, because that was the voice of doom. And we knew she would follow through. She would follow through. So she wasn't a shouter, but it was sort of as sinister in another way, because we were still very wary of her when she was in that mood. And it was also
so you knew when she was in that mood and she did that particular voice that she was dead serious?
She was deadly serious. I mean, she never, and look, we weren't the Waltons, but we weren't slapped as kids. But rattling the drawer that had the wooden spoon in it was enough to send us running, shouting sorry as we ran. Now, she never went through with it, but we didn't push her because she was the sort of woman that would.
Well, let me just go back to, sorry, Adriana on that. Adriana, you know, obviously in Ireland for many, many years, when I was a kid, you know, there was nothing unusual about your mother taking off her slipper and slapping you across the bottom with it, right? That was quite common. They're the wooden spoon, as we used to call it, as well. I mean, and parents would do that thing, exactly what Niamh describes, where you're out in public and your mother with a smile on her face would look at you, you go, "Well, you wait till I get you home, you are in serious trouble." And you would be terrified because you knew as soon as you got home you were going to be grounded or something else. I mean, that's authority, and that is also quite threatening as well, by the way. But is that okay? I mean, that kind of parenting.
You have to have some sort of way to discipline your children. And obviously, you know, everybody's going to do what they think they're best at. I mean, I come from post-communist country, so there was, you know, it was okay to slap a child, or, you know, Iron Fist was ruling. I mean, you know, but it was then. We're expecting a completely different... we expect something different from our children, what was expected of us in terms of getting out to the world and behave and communicate. So, I mean, we are giving them the basics.
There is a balance, but isn't there? It's difficult to get the balance between teaching them respect and authority, because they will always have authority in their lives, be it with an employer or whatever it is. They will most likely always have authority. So they have to have respect for authority, but they also have to have respect for themselves and value themselves. So it's teaching them that can be a very difficult balance. And I think that sometimes involves you having to show authority and not always apologising for it. That, you know, that authority will be there in their lives to tell them the right and the wrong thing to do in life. Otherwise, they will grow up feeling quite vulnerable.
Well, I have a 5 years old, so I couldn't, you know.
Yeah, well, it'll...
the learning curve is in front of me, you know. Maybe I will talk to you in 10 years and I will tell you.
Yeah, well, when he gets to about 12 or 13, I think it becomes a little bit more trying, Adriana. But listen, it was lovely talking to you all, Adriana, David, and also to Niamh as well in relation.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.